This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Good evening.
Good morning and good night.
Good morning. Good night. Welcome to Thanks a Milf.
I feel like it needs its own music because it's a different vibe, doesn't it?
Are you delighted we got this title in somewhere? Thanks a Milf.
Yes.
I love it.
Because we loved it, but we thought, oh, we can't call the podcast.
No, I think we did the right thing. We couldn't have, we wouldn't have got a sponsor, was our worry, wasn't it? If we call it Thanks a Milf.
Just let people get to know the podcast and then we can say Thanks a Milf.
I know. And you don't want them to think it's just going to be two trollops talking nonsense.
And we're delighted, listener, that you are here. I know. Well, that's what it is. But we didn't want to let you know straight away.
No.
But we're delighted you're here, that you've gotten on board with our extra episode.
We can't believe it. You've paid a fiver. Like, I'm over the moon.
Thanks a milf. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. You're getting a good one today now, because we're telling a story here now. A showbiz story that I couldn't possibly tell.
We consulted our legal advisor and they said, not for the main episode.
So we said,
we'll head over to Thanks a Milf and tell you it's here, because we know you won't be ratting us out.
No, please don't, for the love of God. But anyway, the adrenaline is off the scale, because first of all, I'd had my son, as you know, watching it with me going, you can't be the tick. So I was like under major pressure to answer questions. And oh, you are going to love this bit.
Oh my God.
So what happened to me was, I did okay, by the way, so everyone can relax. I wasn't the tick. Nobody is a tick on the show.
Yeah.
But I was with two incredibly fast people on the buzzer, like ridiculous speed.
Yes.
Now, and I've watched the show to
prep. And I know those chaps and I've seen them on other shows and I was like, oh yeah, they're
okay, dear, just in deep water here.
I just knew they were fast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So I was with, I think I'm allowed to say who was with. All I can say is who won. So Jay Rayner, who's master chef, journalist, author, jazz musician. There's nothing he doesn't know. He knows everything.
Broad knowledge.
All journos have knowledge, but this fella's
really
even,
he's
even, and he's a quizzer, and he's been watching House of Game for years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's that. And then Ewan. What's Ewan's second name? See, if that came up as a question, I wouldn't know the answer. It's dreadful. I'll have to go to my phone and have a look. Anyway, Ewan, Olympian, right?
Competitive.
400, unbelievably competitive, 400 metres gold medalist. Buzz! He's on the buzzer before we got... I'm reading the question
and he's
hitting the button. Buzz!
He's a smart
and you're going,
fella. I've seen him on stuff before.
You've seen him on Hunted?
Hunted,
He won Hunted.
I was mad from on Hunted.
I didn't see it. Because usually... So if you'd been there...
Usually I don't go for the gingers because I feel like two negatives.
Blonde.
No, he's ginger.
Well, he's gone blonde.
A ginger knows a ginger. He's ginger. Strip him off. He's got the ginger pubes. No doubt about it in my mind.
Okay. A bit early for that. Anyway, he's gone with the peroxide.
Oh, has he? Okay.
I'll show you a picture on my phone. I'll show you a picture. Anyway, So this is what's beside me. So I'm high stress. And another Olympian, Tessa Sanderson.
I just tell their energy bouncing off you as well.
Honestly, the first episode is high stress. And then you relax. And Richard is just such a delight, Richard Osman. Like, he keeps everybody calm. And they're not trying to make a show of you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, these two are so fast on the buzzer. But what happened to me, let's get down to it, was, this is the tragic part. I did okay. But do you remember Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes.
The premise of that film is he wins the money because the questions that come up are things that happened in his life. So he knows the answers. I had two of those, Emma.
Oh.
And I didn't get them.
Oh.
Correct. I had two questions that were absolutely like written for me.
Oh God, what
like
were
plucked
they?
Out of the let's write this for Deirdre because we know she'll get it.
Oh, Jesus.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die.
No.
I nearly died. Wait till you see my face if they have the camera on my face for this question.
Oh.
Okay, so do you know the round answer smash?
Yes.
So you put a picture, there's two pictures and you have to put them together.
Yes.
And form a word.
Yes.
I got a couple of them, by the way, but I didn't get this one, which I should have got. So there's a picture of a ham.
Yeah.
And a comedian that we both know very well called Milton Jones. So what is it? There's a ham and there's Milton Jones. What's the answer?
Ham and Milton Jones?
Hamilton. Hamilton. So there was probably a clue. What musical, what show is this? Yeah. And there's the ham and there's Milton Jones, right? But Deirdre's brain short-circuited and couldn't think of Milton Jones's name. But you know what's really killing me? Even when I was looking at the short circuit thing kills me. It just kills me. And I knew this was going to be my problem going into House of Games because I kept, when I was prepping, I kept seeing pictures of people and nothing. But I mean, Milton. I drove back from Kilkenny with them.
Of course, just going to say, sure, how many times you've met him?
Guess what we talked about? We talked about the name of Milton's next show, which he wanted to call Ha! Exclamation mark, Milton. I said, brilliant, brilliant. We must have talked about it for an hour. Up it came, Hamilton. I didn't get it right. And Richard goes, it's Hamilton. And I looked at him. I was in despair. And I said, I actually had a conversation, I said, with Milton Jones about this, about him calling his show Hamilton. And Richard said, well, I've news for you, Deirdre. He's on the road with his show called Hamilton. Do you feel sorry for me?
That's bad.
I was gutted. If you thought that was bad, you're going to kill me when you hear this one. You're going to kill me. You're not going to believe this happened. So you know the maps. Now, the maps are terrifying because geography wouldn't be
the
strong point.
We're on edge. The map comes up, we're on edge.
Geography wouldn't be the strong point. Mm. But I had a look at a few maps before I went in, but I made a mistake. I should have looked at the world map. But I was busy looking at Europe and America and Asia
now,
separately.
Was somebody keeping the world map from you? Because last week, the way you were talking about these maps is if people have been keeping them under lock and key, not showing you. You were kind of like, what's been going on at all? Who was keeping the world map from you that you couldn't have a
I'm
look
just
at
saying, but I was honing in on the different regions.
Classic,
because I was looking at
classic
the countries.
Exam mistake though, isn't it?
Yeah.
To hone in on one thing.
I should have been looking at the picture of the world map to see where everything was.
The globe, Deirdre, it's called the globe.
Yeah, but you're not,
the
they're not
picture
showing
of
you.
The world map.
Okay, the globe, but they're not giving you a globe. It's an iPad. So they give you the iPad with the whole world on it and nothing is named. It's blank. Now, you know, everybody knows everyone knows Africa and there's Europe and you know, and then you get a bit lost.
Yeah, there's a few
Asia,
other bits.
Your own old book.
Which island
is
that?
Here's the question. Let's see how fast she answers it. You're going to die when you hear it. Another Slumdog moment. In what country was the first Raffles Hotel?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're on.
Singapore.
Singapore. The answer is Singapore. Who was in Singapore? Who was in Singapore 3 months ago? Me and Emma Dorn doing the high road, low road. So it's a Slumdog moment. And I know the answer is Singapore.
Yes.
Right. So the answer. So there's two parts of the question. In what country was the first Raffles Hotel? I go, I know this. I hit the buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
And then I look at the map and I have to find Singapore. Well, my heart, I could feel my heart racing because I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know where the fuck it is. I'm looking at the map. I'm starting to sweat now. I know it's an island. I know it's in Asia. So I'm looking, okay, there's Asia, there's where, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I find an island down here and I press the feckin' buzzer. Wrong. I was wrong. The only upside was that Jay Rayner, the oracle, the font of all knowledge.
He got it wrong, did he?
He got it wrong. He put exactly the same as me. We both ticked the same island. But I got a point for answering
what
Singapore.
What did you tick?
I think it was Bhutan.
Okay. But there's loads of, in that whole thing, there's loads of islands, isn't there? Around Singapore.
Well, what I said to Richard was, I was in Singapore, I said, literally 3 months ago, but I didn't look out the window. So I don't know where the fuck it is.
We have some time for maps.
But can you believe those two questions? Like Singapore and Milton Jones. This is my slum. This is my Slumdog Millionaire. And I'm going,
you can actually visualise yourself standing outside Raffles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where you go down that road and then.
Oh, yeah. Having a Singapore sling. I was sick.
But we hadn't time
was sick
for
as
maps
a dog.
In Singapore. That's rough. That's so cruel.
Now, I'm glad you're feeling that now. You're not thinking you're thick. I would have been able to do that like that, would you?
No.
You would have answered, you would have known where Raffles was.
But I would, like you, I would have just, straight away, because I would have been like, oh, no, that.
Yeah.
And then the map.
You see you had the iPad in front of you, yeah.
At least Jay got it wrong as well.
The stress. Yeah, at least Jay got it wrong, and at least I wasn't, you know, in Europe. Like, I was there. I was in the right continent. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Daniel would have killed me if I'd, you know, that there was a couple of things like that where you can really make a show of yourself. Terrifying.
That was the map part. Freaks
terrifying.
Me out,
yeah. Jeez. Yeah, it was a great little brush up for an exam. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And still on the other map questions, I did terribly. And I'd had a look. I did terribly.
But if I think if your brain doesn't work like that.
Oh, I had another clanger, but they fixed it for me. I confused North Korea and South Korea. Now, you can't do that.
That's kind of the whole thing.
Where
there,
did Gangnam Style come from? And I'm thinking, Korea?
Yeah.
South Korea, North Korea, and I'm always mixing. And North Korea, you won't be going to North Korea on your holidays anytime soon.
No.
But you might go to South Korea on your holidays. Anyway, it's in Seoul. That's where it began. Gangnam Style, just in case you need to know.
It'd be great if you could work all this new information into a new show.
Is Seoul in Korea, South Korea? Or very near it?
I don't know. I'm just happy that I'm impressed with myself that I know how to spell Seoul.
You see, I'm glad. Thank you. This was the pressure.
Okay. But
it's the capital of South Korea. So I wasn't, you know, I'm like not wrong, except I'm saying North Korea.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything. There was an awkward silence.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I can't have this. So afterwards I said to Richard, now I did mean to say South Korea, letting them know that I knew there was a problem.
Yeah, there'd be a bit of an issue there.
So he said, we'll correct that.
Fucking
that's a showbiz secret, so I don't know if I can tell that either.
But that's why they have a podcast. You have to. You have to tell the showbiz. Nobody's going to ratchet out. No one's going to go back and tell them. You were telling a few little inside secrets, are they?
I don't think I got a point. I didn't get a point for it anyway. It's not like I was going to win.
Well, it's not the lotto.
I did enjoy it now. I did enjoy myself.
There was no one from PwC there making sure everything was above board, was there? Like, it'd be fucking grand. No one's going to have to give back the fondue set they won or anything. It'll be
what
grand.
Was that movie? I loved that film where your man cheated on the game show. God, it was brilliant. Ralph Fiennes. God, it was a great movie. I'd watch it again.
I don't know.
In fact, I'm always looking for a good film for the kids. You know when you're trying to remember the classics?
It's not that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? No, that was a TV show.
No, that was The Cough, Your Man with the Cough. No, this was it Ralph Fiennes? Was the, yeah.
I don't know this movie.
We need to look it up. Quiz show,
okay.
Yeah.
I won't watch that.
You love it, Emma. And it's a great one to watch with, well, your kids are too little. Bigger ones.
Watch with Ella. The last thing I watched was
Ella would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very smart.
Oh. No, there was a great one with
there was an actor in it who was very riotous and then he disappeared from view.
Holy moly.
He played a journalist, a Boston journalist. He was as cute as a button. Dark haired, gorgeous, and then I never saw him again.
Rob Morrow.
Oh, I don't know.
He'd be
him.
One of those questions. What happened to Rob Morrow?
We'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
Listener,
what happened.
Get in touch.
What happened to his career? Do you know those actors who appear in a big hit and then you don't see them again and you think, now what did you do with that break, love, that you were handed there? What did you do with that?
Well, you see sometimes.
It's like Joseph Fiennes. Joseph Fiennes is in Shakespeare. He's what? Is he 61 now? Jesus. That sounds so old. But the film was at least 20 years old, I'd say, is it?
Yeah.
God, it's hard to believe.
I don't know this.
You love it. You love it.
I watched Blackbird recently.
What's Blackbird?
Oh, it's a prison thing. It's very good, though.
Oh, back to your true crime. Yeah, she loves a bit of true crime.
What's the English actor that played Elton John?
Oh, I'll answer the Buzz! Now you see the others would have all buzzed and I know this fella and I've met him and his name is Taron Egerton.
Oh, you've met him. Tell me.
I met him at my friend Giles Martin did the music for Elton movie.
Oh, really?
And he had a 50th birthday party and Taron was at it. Taron
Egerton. Oh, he's my
You
buzz.
Love my showbiz life, don't you, Emma?
He's my buzz.
You love my showbiz life, don't
he was
you?
Brilliant
he's
brilliant from Blackbird.
Buzz. Yeah, he's a buzz.
He's a buzz.
He's a buzz. Yeah.
He's a fucking buzz.
He's a buzz. Everyone's agreed.
Huh?
You ever watched Sing, the cartoon?
No. Sing, the cartoon? If you're going to tell me that your buzz is someone in a cartoon, as a cartoon character.
Yeah, there. Okay.
Let's talk about Taron Egerton for a minute, because the incredible thing about the Elton John movie is that he's doing the singing.
He's such a chameleon, though.
But he's doing that singing. Isn't So on the Queen movie, I think the reason that film didn't do as well was that the Queen movie had come out the year before.
Yes. Yeah,
And your man was incredible, who played Freddie Mercury. What was his name? Malik.
Yes.
First name? Buzz, you're not winning House of Games anytime soon.
Is this Edward or Eric or...
Malik.
Edward, Laura, Eric.
Malik, do you know his name?
Oh, Jesus.
You see? Jay Rayner would have answered this. This is what I was up against. Buzz, Ewan.
Oh, I've always
Ewan
been
and
crap
Jay,
at names.
Like lightning on the buzzer. Oh, my God.
Sorry, who am I looking for?
The guy who was in the Queen movie.
The lead in the Queen movie. Malik.
Malik. Oh, I've never been good with names, though.
But I mean,
Shane says I give him...
How quickly his name has got. He won... Yeah.
Yeah.
He played Freddie Mercury. He won the Oscar for it.
Rami Malek.
Eric. I would have got a point for Malek.
You would have got a point for Malek. I do this to Shane. Shane's
Japanese?
Shane's always like, gives the clue. Because when I tell him who someone is, I tell him all the things that we know the person from, but I can't give him the name.
Yeah.
She was your one in the thing with your man.
So yeah, give us a clue. I like give us a clue game.
Because I just can't.
Anyway, let's get back to Taron.
Yeah, tell me about Taron.
Let's get back to Taron Egerton, because he... Yeah, so I think he was a little bit robbed, because Rami Malek won the Oscar the year before for Freddie Mercury, but he didn't sing. He mimed.
Okay.
He mimed Freddie Mercury and got the Oscar. A year later, Taron is singing Elton John songs better than Elton. Oh, he's a ride and a half. Anyway, I need to calm down.
You want to watch this thing, Blackbird. He's amazing in it. The story is that he's in prison, right, for like guns and stuff. He's been a little bit of a bell boy. But the feds come to him with this deal. They want him to go into a high security prison and get a confession out of this guy who they think is a serial killer. And he takes
the deal. I short-circuited while you were telling me that.
No, it's
I heard half, but anyway.
But it's so good. And he's amazing in it. And
but
it's a real story.
Actor. He's an incredible actor.
But I just love the way all the parts that he's done are so varied.
Yeah,
That's what I find impressive.
He's unbelievably versatile, and he can sing. Like, it's annoying.
But he's a bit of a
ride. The whole world agrees with that.
Yeah.
I think.
He's nice.
Yeah.
I watched Scoop as well, the thing with Prince Andrew.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
The interview with Emily Maitlis.
Yes.
I read her book after that interview.
The Netflix.
She's a bit of a ride, Emily Maitlis. She's
so Gillian Anne.
Would you say about her, would somebody say to you about Emily Maitlis, is she a bit of a goer?
Yeah, I think they would. No, but I think a
goer. But they wouldn't put the head down.
But a goer has to be good crack as well. I don't think she's
good.
Crack.
Oh, I like it better now.
Yeah. Goer has to be good crack.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, no. Gillian Anderson plays her. I enjoyed it now. Like, I can't believe
they got a movie out of it, though.
I know.
I mean, one interview, they got a movie out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Was it because of the sweating?
The sweating, but Billy Piper.
I mean,
Piper,
that was a great... Well, we never forget the line. Just to fill in the listeners now, we have to remind them, because they could be lost.
I don't sweat.
Was it because of PTSD?
PTSD.
In the Argentinian... Because
he had an overdose of adrenaline.
From what war?
The Falklands.
I mean, if you were going to get PTSD... That'd be a nice one to get, wouldn't it? Stop sweating.
Sweating, yeah. It's usually not that.
Because a lot of people have got a sweating problem.
Yeah.
Have to get the Botox and all kinds
in
of things.
Armpits,
but if you went to war and you came back with PTSD, which was, I don't sweat anymore, you're not sweating the big stuff or the small stuff, are you?
I mean, usually it's kind of anxiety or,
trembling,
you know. Yeah, you got the old hippie shakes and
stuff.
Yeah,
a bit of a breakdown.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just not
just
sweating anymore.
Don't sweat.
Lovely.
Jesus. But... the story was more focused on Billy Piper's character, who
the
was
girl.
A researcher. So that was an interesting angle.
Oh.
And I kind of liked the fact that...
A BBC, like a researcher for the programme?
For the programme. So she got a book out of it. She's left the job since. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that she...
I was thinking that
she
had
got,
to be.
She booked, she was the booker. She got him.
Good girl. I tell you, that
was
a
good
day at the office for her.
Yes.
Well done, Breida.
Yes.
And she got a film out of it and a book out of it and a career out of it.
Yeah, that's what
you see, you do your job well, you're rewarded.
Yeah, that's the part I really liked about it. So if we play our cards right, we could get a book and a movie out of this podcast.
Well, listen, if we could sell a few live tickets,
and
we'd
Taron
be happy
could
out.
Play me. I think he could play me. He's such Taron. A chameleon.
Well, he could. He could
yeah,
play either.
He
of
could
us.
Play me. No, I think he could play me. I think he. And
play
I could
you
coach
or
him.
Play with you?
No, he could play
I
me.
I think he could play me. I think he could play with me. And what's your name? What did you say your name was? Shane tonight, Taron Egerton. Are we giving
he's
away
built,
an awful lot on this podcast?
He's
aren't we?
Built in the Blackbird thing. He's built, ripped.
He's ripped anyway.
No, but he's proper ripped.
Oh, Jesus, you're getting excited. I can't look at her sitting over there. She's wired to the moon with Taron Egerton.
And you know what? Next week, I won't even know his fucking
name. And he's
name.
Not disappointing in the flesh. He's as cute as a button.
Yeah, he looks cute. He's cute,
he is,
actually.
He's very cute.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very cute.
Because he's kind of short looking, is he?
Smiley and twinkly.
Yeah. Mm. Not my type, so it's fine.
He
tonight,
is
don't worry.
Short.
Yeah.
See, there's always a flaw.
There's always. No, but I think the short people always... It's very rare that you'll meet a short person who doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, he was with a girlfriend that night, plain as the day. She was a supermodel for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but joking. You mean personality wise, nothing going
personality
on.
Wise,
dry shite.
I didn't get to know her now. But for our own sakes, let's just pretend. I'll tell you what I'd say. I wouldn't say he was highly entertained.
Right.
I could see him looking around the room.
So we couldn't have taken her.
She wasn't holding all of his attention. No. Yeah.
We couldn't have taken her to cobwebs.
Well,
she would have been afraid to speak with Cunist, let him
well, she
on her
wouldn't
shoulder.
Have to have been Cunist.
No.
She was saying nothing. Can't have it all. You can't have it all.
I was actually looking at that while you were in full flight of chat there. I was like, oh, she's got Elton on her top. That's a nice t-shirt.
Bing.
Where'd you get that?
And I'm Bing. That t-shirt cost like £100.
Did
it? Not paid for by me because I'm too mean.
Of course.
It was a costume thing. Bing. Laura gave it to me. Laura gave it to me. For
very mean.
She's laughing now because I'm telling you this story and it's only coming to me that it was Laura who got me the t-shirt.
Laura got you the t-shirt?
Yeah, because on Laura was my go-to person on LOL.
Okay, yeah, we all had to have an outfit.
We had to have an outfit and I wanted the Bing. I didn't want this one.
Okay.
But I was gifted this one and I love it. I wasn't allowed to have the branding in the end and I'm Bing. But my God, these t-shirts are, they're like £100. She's like, just like, and I'm Bing. My daughter looks at that t-shirt and she goes, where'd you get that? I said, that's quite a fancy t-shirt. She said, it looks like you got it in pennies. I wouldn't wear it if I were. The neck? What? I said, are you having a laugh? I said, this was like £100. She said, Mum, please tell me you didn't pay £100 for that t-shirt. She said, it looks like a fiver in pennies.
She a bit of a little
young
one.
Do you agree with her?
No, it doesn't look like a
she buy plenty of things in pennies, but you know what the young ones are like? There's specific things. You can't buy runners out of there.
Oh, yeah. I remember
do
when
you know
I was
I mean?
In school. Like, yeah, there's certain things you can get out of pennies and oh, there'd be all these fucking rules about. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks a MILF for listening to Thanks a MILF.
We're delighted to have you on board. Please keep listening and supporting us for all the access
that sounded
only
like a little,
and...
Can I just say, you're just that sounded like a Ryanair announcement. Your life belts, your life jackets are under your seats. Thank you for listening and thank you for flying with Ryanair.
Now, see if you can find your way out of this fucking place.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks a MILF.
We do appreciate it. If you would like to get in touch with us, if there's anything you want us to chat about on Thanks a MILF, maybe you're just enjoying it, Instagram page, keep it tight, message us there.
Well, or if there's anything you'd like us to talk about or you want to message us about anything we've been talking about, that's the best place to get us, isn't it? On the Instagram page. Thanks. Also, if you are a subscriber to Thanks a MILF, will you let us know that?
Let us know. We're doing a head count
treatment. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you definitely will. We'll be riding back to you fairly lively.
VIPs. 100%. Thanks, Emil.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.